Save America Act means that you have to be an American citizen to vote federally. Makes kind of sense to me, and over 90% of Americans, they say it makes sense to them as well. And of course, all the Republicans, it makes sense to them. But then you have the elected Democrats, 90% of them. 90%, they're not in favor of that. They say, hey, you shouldn't have to be a citizen to vote. That's bad. And yet 100% of elected Democrats say that illegals don't vote anyway. So then what's the fuss, right? I say if they don't vote, what does it matter? Just vote in favor. You, elected Democrats, vote in favor of the Save America Act. You have to have ID for almost everything in your daily life. What is the problem? I know, the Democrats, they're against everything that the Republicans are for. Not just about everything, every darn thing. Can you imagine? Now, let's swing over to New York. You got the governor there who's saying, hey, all of you high net worths, peoples, you know what? You need to help us. You need to support our generous social programs that we want to have in our state. But you left our state. You moved. So many of you moved to Texas, to Florida. Come back. Please come back so we can tax you. Who does this? You can't even make this stuff up. Come back so we can tax you a whole bunch and give your money away to causes that you don't believe in anyway. Come on, please. I don't think so. Now they're talking about a death tax in New York City that will go up to half of what you leave behind. Half, okay? You leave an estate of a few million dollars and there's not much left when you kind of get through it. And she's saying, for the sake of the state and me, please come back. You drove them away. You're a liberal. I don't know. You're just like a dull pencil. You have no point. You go on and on with stupidness. Come back so we can beat you up? I don't think so. Now, in Minnesota, there's a bill there in motion now for the Democrats as well with regards to gender identity of foster children. So if you're a foster parent now, there's new rules that you have to abide by. If a boy comes home and says, I'm thinking about being a girl, not only do you have to embrace it, maybe you have to help sell it. I don't know. This thing just keeps on going. Sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. I'll get it. I think it's just gender confusion, really. I mean, but those are things that you have to, as a foster parent, encourage people to do. Good bloody grief. Ah. Hey, let's clear the air about smoking. All those people that are puffing away, 25 million adults in America still smoke cigarettes. 25 million, that's a lot. Big number. Now, 47.5 million adults actually still smoke or do smoke cigars and e-cigarettes and so on. Again, that's a lot of people. It translates to about 40, 50, 60, 70 million people. Now, in addition to that, you've got over 50 million people who smoke pot. Okay, now there's probably an overlap there. Some of the pot smokers probably are already included in the cigarette smoking and cigar smoking and so on. But you know what? It's kind of interesting. So smokers are shunned, and yet there's a lot of them. I see them outside in the rain and the snow and everything puffing away. Maybe somebody should build them a smoke shelter. In any event, tobacco is kind of interesting because tobacco made America way back in the 17th century. They grew tobacco and they shipped it to England, got the cash and built the country. I know all the downfalls with it too, but I just thought you'd find that interesting because I didn't think there was many smokers left out there in the world. Hey, wiser advisor. Now you know. Y'all come back. See ya.